How do I know that's true? Well, let me give you the first evidence. Got 24th verse there. To the finish of the transgression, to the finishing of the rebellion of the Jewish people, that's the number one thing. There's six things, three negative and three positive. To the finishing of the transgression or the rebellion, to the making an end of their sins, plural, their constant, I'm talking about the Jewish people now. Remember what it says, it's a special plan for thy people, a special people, and thy holy city, a special place. Okay, so you got to finish the transgression in this period of time. In other words, get rid of their rebellion, get rid of their sins, make a reconciliation for their iniquity. That was done. They just have to accept it. And then here's the positive. And to bring in everlasting righteousness, that's the setting up of the kingdom, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. This prophecy, all 12 chapters, will be completed. And to anoint the most holy. Now that could be one of two things. To anoint the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or it could well mean to anoint the holy place where Jesus Christ will rule and reign forever. Now, what he's talking about with all of this, the removal of the rebellion, the getting rid of their sins, the reconciliation for their iniquity, the establishment of a righteousness on earth, this is all talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of all this prophecy is talking about that. Chapter 12 is saying what's going to happen in the millennial kingdom. And then the anointing of either the Messiah or the holy place, either one, whichever one you want to take, they both could be in the meaning of that particular phrase. So verse 24 says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. There's a special plan for a special people, the Jewish people. They were the people of Daniel. And thy holy city, Nehemiah 11:2 says, Jerusalem is the holy city. If you want to know what God's doing, you look at two things, the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem. Watching the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem, you'll be right on target with God's time and what he's doing. By the way, pray for Jimmy and Judy. When you think of the Jew and Jerusalem, JJ, thank for JJ. Pray for Jimmy and Judy. But we chose that city because it's the center of the world, number one, Ezekiel 5:5. Number two, it's where it's all going to happen. Do you know there are more journalists in Jerusalem than any other city in the world except Washington, D.C.? It's the second most populated Jewish city in the world. Judy and I are fully credentialed journalists living in Jerusalem. I'm on about 900 radio stations every week reporting what's going on from that location. I do the journalistic work. It helps me get in the country, but I do the journalistic work as well. You know, here it is. It's this key city. It's the city that God said, listen, Daniel, get the people to watch Jerusalem and the Jew. They'll know what I'm doing. Oh, look at, man, there's something more exciting, too, in this whole plan. Out of this 490-year period of time, he's going to lay out information that will let us know when the Messiah was to come. If you have a Jewish friend, you want to talk to him about Jesus Christ, forget Isaiah 53. You can use it secondarily. Here's the best passage of Scripture to give to a Jew to tell them that the Messiah has already been here. It absolute guarantees it. It's their Jewish prophet. It's not your thinking. Look at verses 25 and 26. Know therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 70 weeks and 62 weeks. And the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks, in other words, after the first 69 of the 70 weeks, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. One of two locations where Messiah is used in the Old Testament, shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come, that's different than the Messiah, the prince that shall come is the Antichrist, we'll look in just a moment, the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and he goes ahead to tell about what's going to happen at the end. Listen, folks, here it is. Daniel is given the information when Messiah would show up in Jerusalem. It would be 69 weeks or 483 years of the 483 years after the command to go back and rebuild the city. Not to rebuild the temple. Zerubbabel, under Cyrus, Yasriel 1 was given permission to go back and rebuild the temple. It was later, in fact, it was 90 years later, 75 years after Zerubbabel went back, Ezra went back from Babylon into Israel, into Jerusalem, to restore or reinstitute the temple practices. 15 years after that, Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah goes back to rebuild the walls of the city. So after 90 years after they started to build the temple, along comes Nehemiah to restore. It's 445 B.C., basically. And if you were to count it up, and I don't have time to do it, Sir Robert Anderson of England did it precisely, and it'll work out mathematically. If you were to count the days, you know what? 69 of the 70 weeks Messiah showed up, he was cut off, and it all happened, it says, before the temple and the city were destroyed. That was in 70 AD. So you tell your Jewish friend, whoever the Messiah was, you can argue all day about that. Whoever he was here before the temple was destroyed in 70 AD and before the city was devastated in 70 AD. And you know what? He showed up the day he was to be there. Remember when in Luke chapter 19, he steps up on the backside of the Mount of Olives, looks over the city, starts to weep. Oh, he wept in John 11, 35 when he saw Lazarus was dead, but that was a tear trickling down his cheek. When he wept in Luke chapter 19, it says he uncontrollably wept as he looked over the city. You know what he said? If you'd have read the book, you'd have known I was to be here today. See, it was 69 weeks, 483 years, 173,880 days on the dot. Not a day early, not a day late. He was there right on time. If you'd have read, you'd have known I was to be here today. And then the triumphal entry into the city to the temple. All prophesied here. That being fulfilled exactly like it said it would be.